This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 80.
В эфире 80-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня вы научитесь описывать природу. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Adventure.
Приключение.
Adventurer.
Искатель приключения.
Club.
Клуб.
Ground.
Земля.
On the ground.
На земле.
Hillside.
Склон горы или холма.
Trail.
Дорога, тропа.
Valley.
Долина.
To hike.
Ходить в походы.
Hiking.
Поход, пешеходная экскурсия.
To camp.
Располагаться лагерем, жить в палатке.
Camping.
Место привала, стоянка.
Adventurers Club.
Клуб искателей приключений.
Favorite.
Любимый, излюбленный.
Local.
Местный.
National.
Национальный, общегосударственный.
Magnificent.
Великолепный, величественный.
Outdoor.
Находящийся на открытом воздухе.
Outdoor swimming pool.
Бассейн на открытом воздухе.
Outdoors.
На открытом воздухе.
Sick.
Чувствующий тошноту.
Especially.
Особенно.
Steep.
Крутой.
Exactly.
Точно.
Ourselves.
Себя, себе. Местоимение первого лица множественного числа.
We do not call ourselves adventurers.
Например, мы не называем себя искателями приключений.
Yourselves.
Себя, себе. Местоимение второго лица множественного числа.
What do you call yourselves?
Например, как вы себя называете? Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер отправляется в горы с группой мальчиков и девочек, членами клуба любителей природы.
Did you start the club?
Yes, we did.
Why? Aren't there already several clubs like this one?
Paul, you answer that.
I don't think there are clubs exactly like this one. We wanted an outdoor club for both boys and girls.
And we wanted one for 9 to 12-year-olds.
Also, it's just a local club. It isn't national. These boys and girls all live in the valley below.
Mostly, we love these magnificent mountains. We wanted to help children love them, too.
I was born in the high mountains of southern France. My parents moved to Wyoming when I was 9 years old. We spent all of our free time hiking and camping in the mountains. I met Jeanette in the mountains.
In Wyoming?
Yes. I was working in one of the parks. I was a teacher in the winter, but I worked in the park in the summer. Now we spend the summer with the children in the club.
We teach them.
I want to talk to the children, too. Is that all right?
Sure.
Hannah, come here, please.
Hannah, this is Martin Lerner. He would like to ask you a few questions.
What about?
About the young adventurers. Is that all right?
We don't call ourselves that. It sounds like a movie.
What do you call yourselves?
I don't know.
Do you enjoy being outdoors?
I love it. It's my favorite time of the year.
What do you like?
I especially like the mountains.
Can you describe what you like?
It's so peaceful and quiet. All you can hear are the small birds and the little animals on the ground.
Do you like to look at the mountains?
Oh, sure. We're in the mountains, but they go on and on. Look over there. See, there are more mountains. Then look over there. More and more mountains. They're far away, and they're so beautiful.
It seems so quiet. Don't you get bored?
No, living outdoors is exciting.
Aren't you afraid sometimes?
Not with the other kids, and not with Jeanette and Paul. Besides, it's an adventure. That's why we belong to the club.
Where are we going to hike today?
Look over there. Do you see that big white rock? There's some green grass on the hillside below.
Are there some yellow flowers, too?
Yes. That's where we're going for a picnic.
Описывая природу, мы употребляем слова, обозначающие цвет, очертания, размеры. Послушайте.
Magnificent mountains.
High mountains.
Peaceful and quiet. Small birds, little animals.
Кроме того, мы также указываем местонахождение и расположение объектов. Послушайте.
On the ground, far away, on the hillside below.
In the valley below of southern France.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время музыкальных пауз.
Beautiful valley. Beautiful valley.
High mountains. High mountains.
Magnificent mountains. Magnificent mountains.
Big bird. Big bird.
In the valley below. In the valley below.
On the hillside. On the hillside.
Far away. Far away.
On the ground. On the ground.
Теперь, отвечая на вопросы Мартина, употребите эти выражения.
Where do the children come from?
Отвечайте побыстрее. They live in the valley below.
Where did Paul come from?
Живее. He comes from southern France.
Where did Jeanette work in the summer?
She worked in the mountains of Wyoming.
Where do you work in the summer?
I work in a summer camp.
Thank you, Hannah. I enjoyed talking to you. I'll see you on the hike.
Во время похода в горах Мартин беседует с мальчиками и девочками, членами клуба любителей природы.
Hi. What's your name?
Max.
This trail is very steep, isn't it?
It's not bad. Wait until we get to Killer Hill.
Is Killer Hill that difficult?
It's bad in the beginning. By the end of the summer, it's easy.
What do you like best about the summer adventures?
I like everything outdoors. I guess I like the water. I like swimming in the lake where we camp. It's clear and cool.
Isn't it too cold?
I like it. I get hot from hiking and playing. It's nice to jump into the cool lake in the afternoon.
You go on. I need to walk slowly.
Hi, what are you doing?
I'm resting. I'm very tired.
That's all right. It's the thin mountain air. These mountains are very high. You might even get sick. You should rest for a while.
May I ask you some questions?
Sure. I'll sit with you. What's your name?
Martin.
I'm Roberta.
How long have you been a member of the Adventurers Club?
This is my second year. I joined when I was 9.
What do you like most about these camping trips?
I like all of the scenery. I love looking at the tall trees. They're magnificent. There are so many different kinds of trees here.
Do you study them for school?
Yes. I did a science project last summer. I take photographs, too. I learned to recognize different trees from their shapes. I photographed about 25 different kinds of trees.
That's wonderful.
Look at this place where we're sitting. It's flat here. There's some open space, a little grass, and those small stones in a row.
Yes, I see. Was it a camp?
Now look at those trees. They don't belong here. Someone planted them here. They aren't native to these mountains. They are valley trees. I think someone lived here. Maybe there was a house.
That's very interesting. So you've studied this place before?
Only this summer. It's my project for the summer. I've taken a lot of pictures. May I take your picture?
Sure.
Just sit there. I'll send you a big picture for your family. Smile!
Послушайте несколько предложений с определительными словами и выражениями.
This trail is very steep.
It's clear and cool.
Isn't it too cold?
It's the thin mountain air. These mountains are very high.
Thank you. Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
I like camping trips. I like camping trips.
She loves looking at tall trees. She loves looking at tall trees.
I'll send you a big picture. I'll send you a big picture.
The mountains are very steep. The mountains are very steep.
That's a wonderful tree. That's a wonderful tree.
His summer project is great. His summer project is great.
А сейчас ответьте, пожалуйста, на вопросы Мартина. В своих ответах используйте определительные слова и выражения.
Where do you like to go in the summer?
Говорите, I like to go to the sea.
What do you like to look at?
Отвечайте, I like to look at mountains.
What kind of water do you like?
I like clean spring water.
Where do you like to travel?
I like to travel to new places.
Hello, Martin.
Hello.
Are you enjoying this beautiful spot?
Of course. And I've enjoyed talking to Roberta. She has an interesting idea about this place.
I think she's right, don't you? We're all going to study this area. In the winter, we'll read about it, too.
That's a good idea. Maybe a history of the place will tell who lived here in the mountains.
Are you ready to climb Killer Hill?
I'll never be ready, but let's try.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительное. Приключение, происшествие.
Adventure. Adventure.
Искатель приключений.
Adventurer. Adventurer.
Клуб.
Club. Club.
Клуб искателей приключений.
Adventurers Club. Adventurers Club.
Земля на земле.
Ground on the ground. Ground on the ground.
Склон горы или холма.
Hillside. Hillside.
Пикник.
Picnic. Picnic.
Дорога, тропа.
Trail. Trail.
Долина.
Valley. Valley.
Кемпинг. Жизнь в палатке.
Camping. Camping.
Походы, пешеходные экскурсии.
Hiking. Hiking.
Глаголы. Располагаться лагерем. Жить в палатке.
To camp. To camp.
Ходить в походы.
To hike. To hike.
Прыгать.
To jump. To jump.
Прилагательные. Любимый, излюбленный.
Favorite. Favorite.
Местный.
Local. Local.
Великолепный, величественный.
Magnificent. Magnificent.
Национальный, общегосударственный.
National. National.
Чувствующий тошноту.
Sick. Sick.
Крутой.
Steep. Steep.
Наречие. Особенно.
Especially. Especially.
Точно.
Exactly. Exactly.
Местоимение. первое лицо множественного числа. Себя, себе, собой.
Ourselves. Ourselves.
Например, мы не называем себя искателями приключений.
We do not call ourselves adventurers. We do not call ourselves adventurers.
Второе лицо множественного числа. Себя, себе, собой.
Yourselves. Yourselves.
Например, как вы себя называете?
What do you call yourselves? What do you call yourselves?
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 80-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке вы научитесь описывать обычные, регулярно повторяющиеся действия. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Ветка.
Branch.
Покупатель.
Buyer.
Бензопила.
Chainsaw.
Пол.
Floor.
Мебель.
Furniture.
Бревно, колода.
Log.
Дровосек. Лесоруб.
Log cutter.
Измерять.
To measure.
Измерение, замер.
Measurement.
Дуб.
Oak.
Лесопильный завод.
Sawmill.
Лесоматериал, строевой лес.
Timber.
Трактор.
Tractor.
Дерево.
Tree.
Мир.
World.
Во всем мире.
All over the world.
Отмечать.
To mark.
Платить.
To pay.
Подрезать.
To trim.
Подрезать ветки дерева.
To trim the tree.
Спорить.
To argue.
Несколько.
Several.
Механический, автоматический.
Power.
Автоматическая пила.
Power saw.
Шумный, более шумный.
Noisy, noisier.
Спокойный, более спокойный.
Quiet. Quieter.
Всегда.
Always.
Никогда.
Never.
Часто.
Often.
Иногда.
Sometimes.
Обычно.
Usually.
Это зависит от многого.
It depends.
Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу.